Thousands of doses are expected to a yet unnamed local hospital system within the next few days following the initial state rollout of the vaccine in New York City. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz stresses these first few rounds of vaccine shipments aren't for the general public just yet.
There are people in our community who will just hear that one, the name of where it's going to be received, and they will show up there to get vaccinated. Why? Because it happened in the past with all kinds of other things, including getting tested for COVID-19 in the spring. Vaccines will not be available to the general public for months.
Before Erie County even receives the COVID-19 vaccine, agencies will have to establish the infrastructure to distribute it, including vaccination clinics, technicians, and specialized storage freezers.
We've ordered 3 super cold storage freezers, and there's other locations across Erie County that will be used for storage that are not county-owned facilities. So there is a cost. We're paying for it out of our CARES Act funding with the limited amount that we have left.
Once released, will vaccinations be similar to testing and be free of charge? Mostly. That's thanks to the CARES Act, which mandate health insurers to fully cover the cost of federally funded COVID vaccines. But it still allows health providers to charge people for the service of administering it. Poloncarz says the county is still undecided if they'll be doing that.
Even free vaccines might have an administrative cost, so it's still too many months away.
Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.